Hello and welcome to another edition of the Full Force News Burst, brought to you by GeneralsJoes.com with me as your host, Chris. I am Mediocrity McLeod, aka Diamondstick 80. I am joined by Katrina and Eric Aranya from Boss Fight Studio to discuss their brand new toy line reveal from Geek Girl Con in Seattle this past weekend. I am brilliance. So without further ado, let's get stuck into this news burst. This past weekend, Boss Fight Studio headed to Seattle for Geek Girl Con and out of nowhere dropped a massive reveal on us, a brand new toy line called I Am Brilliance. There was an example of one of the figures on show at the Boss Fight booth for any eagle-eyed fans and a number of posts throughout the weekend highlighting different characters from the line. I've stolen Katrina and Eric Aranya to tell us about this new venture. Hi guys, how are you doing?
Hello.
Doing okay.
Awesome. How's Boss Fight HQ?
Still here, not burned to the ground yet.
You moved in not long ago, didn't you?
Yeah, 2 months now.
Yeah, about 2 months.
It feels like it's been that long since I last spoke to you.
It might have been.
I think I got Eric on one recording like shortly afterwards, right, mate?
Yeah.
So is it amazing being in a beautiful new place?
It's pretty great. It's, except for the hallway, it's so long. That getting from like the conference room to the printer is like an all-day trip.
So you have to like print about 50 things and then be like, right, I'm taking the trek today, and then you and the other hobbits go on a massive journey. Is that right?
Yeah. And Andrew doesn't like being called a hobbit.
Well, tough shit. I'm kidding. Well, I mean, tell us about I Am Brilliance, if you could. I mean, where did this idea come from, and why did you decide now was a good time to start this particular project?
This idea actually was one of the ideas that was pitched at our initial meeting before we were ever even an official legal company or anything. We sat down and had breakfast as a group.
There's always food involved, isn't there?
Food or drinks. One or the other, sometimes both. But we all sat down, we kind of all put ideas on the table, and this was just one that I had from like day one, so it's been around since the beginning. But it wasn't the right time because we were all coming from action figures. Our main fan base at the time was Joe Collectors, so it wasn't quite ready, and we kind of backburnered it until we were ready to grow a little bit.
With this idea then, Katrina, have you been kind of doing a lot of the designs? Has it been you and Eric? Who's kind of involved in a lot of the kind of design aspect of it?
Well, the concept is mine. I hired a freelancer who did the illustrations, gorgeous freelancer. Her name was Crystal Jade Vaughn.
Awesome.
And she did all of the concept illustrations that we showed over the weekend and online.
Yeah.
And then the designs were put together by me and Eric. And sculpted by Jason Loik, who's another one of our freelancers, because one of the things that we get a lot of questions about anytime we introduce anything not hacks is, how is this going to affect my hacks? It isn't. Most of our resources were external for this because of that.
Yeah.
Our sculptors are tied up on hacks.
Yeah. The line clearly promotes a positive, powerful message to young girls. I am bold, fearless, caring, powerful. Enough about me. How important is it for you guys to get that message across to young girls through toys?
It's very important. I think it should be important for any company, that kind of the gender stereotyping, the time for that is over.
Yeah.
And ever since I was small, I loved the girl toys. I loved Strawberry Shortcake and all of that. But there was always something missing with my toys. You know, you stick them in one of their vehicles and their legs stick out because there's no articulation.
Yeah.
And as time has gone on, you've lost even some of the uniqueness the characters used to have in the girls' line. Now it's the blonde doll, the brown-haired doll, all in the same cookie-cutter dress in different colors.
Yeah.
So there are a couple of goals, and one is the real career, the real job, not just the generic, who are the people in my neighborhood jobs,
yeah,
but a little than that. There is a lot of value in the nurse, the doctor, the mailman, but there are also jobs that you don't know are out there.
Yeah.
Which is where the climatologist, the ornithologist, we don't just have a vet. She's an exotic animal vet that would go into the wild.
Independent toy creator.
But then visually and playability wise, we kind of took the best parts of action figures and what make action figures so playable and combine them with what girls would like in their dolls, so that you kind of have a doll that's also very playable. She'll stand on her own. All of her joints will move, but she'll be able to have soft, good clothing that you can change.
So how is this affecting my hacks?
Well, your hats personally we put on hold.
Oh, good. Forever.
Fine.
How is this affecting my personal hack with my head sculpt? I'm joking.
That you have to ask Eric, because I'm developing this line. Not at all, but I don't know how his projects are developing your hacks.
I mean, how do you guys manage this in the office with all these different kind of things that you're kind of juggling? I know people have got different, you know, focuses, like Andrew's kind of on the Bucky side of things. Eric and Katrina, I know you guys do a lot of the hack stuff. But at the same time, with this addition, I mean, how is it juggling all of these different things you've got to do?
It's always a, every time a new project comes in, it's always kind of a reorganization of who's got a lot on their plate, who doesn't have anything on their plate, which is rarely ever, but who has a little bit extra room, or it's just, you kind of just resort the responsibilities. We've got a lot of other new projects coming up that we haven't talked about. For a while, all three of us were doing hacks. Now Andrew lightly does hacks, while Eric and I have split the responsibilities with the girls' line on board. Eric has taken a heavier burden when it comes to the hacks, and I'm doing the girls. And something will come up that Eric will be in charge of, and we'll have to resort again.
Yeah.
Awesome. And then you've got the Men in Black license, and then...
When we were at Hasbro, we handled hundreds of items a year.
Yeah.
And it was actually like really crazy, which it was actually too much. But, you know, the reality is when you have the right resources, you can do that sort of thing. You know, on top of everything going on, you know, the company is kind of restructuring a little bit. Nothing to say about that publicly yet. But, you know, we are looking at expanding and bringing more people in.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. And so, you know, things will get more and more
intense, stressful.
Yeah, but that's better for everybody, you know. Like, I mean, being stressed is great. We
this could positively impact hacks, which is something that everybody thinks about the time. They think that making one product means something else isn't being made, which absolutely isn't true. But a positive way that it's impacted is the margin that we have on hacks is very tight. Because of the amount of parts, because of the detail, because of the deco, everything involved, we make very little money on hacks.
Yeah.
When it comes out. So introducing some of these other things where we can have a little bit more margin can actually make it so that hacks can be more, have a more flexible budget.
Yeah.
So that's something to consider if yeah. you're a hacker. And don't know where this fits into what we're doing.
Yeah. And coming back to Iron Brilliance quickly, could you take us through like the, I mean, that, so the initial characters that we've seen the illustrations for, is this going to be the first wave? And could you kind of take us into a little bit more of those characters? Is there going to be any kind of media attached to them, like bios and maybe some other kind of, you know, stuff in the works?
So these are the first four characters. It's going to be waves of two to start.
Okay.
So that we can do, we're hoping to be able to do two characters, a couple of accessory packs, and possibly a small vehicle sort of thing.
Cool.
So the first two characters are going to be Heather, our ornithologist, and Joe, our wildlife photographer.
Awesome.
And then the other two will follow up later.
Yeah. You mentioned vehicles there. Are they going to get a USS flag finally?
Yes. Along with our marine biologist in Wave 10, battleship. Under Science Research Center.
That would be epic. I'd love to see like a sea lab at some point as well, if you can do that for one of the underwater marine biologists. Yeah, that's great. And are we going to have, so kind of respond, you know, with the bios and stuff like that, the kind of additional media, will there be anything else? Have you got anything in the plans to kind of build them as characters, or is it just going to be more a standalone toy line?
The current plan for things like bios, media, we are going to have a website that we hope to be a little more elaborate than the website we have for Boss Fight, where it's an interactive sort of thing. We're hoping to have some interviews on it with people with these careers.
Cool.
Possibly some games, some stories about the characters themselves and what they do, as well as on the website and on the back of the packaging, I'd like to have explanations on what this career is, how you go about getting into this career.
Nice.
What's the animal that they come with, and where do they live, and what do they eat? And it's meant to be very educational without seeming like a pretentious smarty toy.
Yes. Yeah. Without kind of being in your face and being like, oh, you know, you need to be a blooming next level statistician to be able to work this out kind of thing. I know what you mean, yeah. That's really cool, though. I love the idea of the interviews of the people with those careers on the website. That's brilliant. So where are you guys currently in the process? When can we expect to see these get a release?
Well, we have the first prototype at Seattle this weekend.
With no hair.
With no hair.
Oh, I thought that's just how it was going to be.
So the next stage, we're getting ready to send tooling hard copies to the factory. We hope to be releasing these in fall of 2019 for the first two.
Right.
So well ahead. The real hope is well ahead of Christmas time. We'll be having the initial release and launch of these figures.
Wow. The dates really blow my mind when we're talking about 2019 now and almost 2020. I'm like, when I was a kid, I thought 2020 we'd be like flying. But, you know, like literally each individual person.
We have a couple of things in the works that are like, well, we need to look at this for 2021, 2022, and we're no, too far.
Aren't you going to be retired by then? I know I am.
Aren't you retired now?
I'm kind of retired, yeah. I'm retired. My body's retired. Yeah, okay, so that's really, really cool. And, like, okay, so in the process of doing these, Katrine, this kind of idea that you've had and it's kind of birthed into this actual toy line now, I mean, how excited are you to see it kind of actually almost, like, fully formed, especially with that prototype that popped up at the convention?
Up to this weekend, it has been nothing but stress.
Yeah.
Now that there is actually a model, the sculpting is pretty much done for this first one. It looks like we might actually get to production. It's really exciting because now we're starting to talk about what the next four are. Because these, if you notice, kind of have the theme of being based around animal sciences.
Yeah.
The next ones, we may start looking at different types of scientists. Like at some point, I'd like to reach like history and prehistory. So we've got archaeologists and paleontologists.
Awesome.
Do some underwater things with marine biologists. And we'd like to do some space scientists with aerospace engineers and astronauts and things. So
cool.
The vehicles, the animals, the creatures, and the designs that can go with all of those different fields is really exciting.
That's so awesome. In terms of scale, because I've seen in images and stuff like that, but I don't know exactly what the scale is. Do we know? Well, what's the actual size of the figure?
They're not. Talking about scale is kind of wonky because when we talk about action figures, the 6-inch scale and the 4-inch scale mean something very specific.
Yeah.
He's going to be 6 inches tall.
Yeah.
But they are not to scale with a 6-inch action figure.
Right. Got you.
I mean, they're doll proportions.
Yes.
and design, you know, which is very fashionable.
Yeah.
And it's a little different. They're also teenage girls kind of type of thing. Like they're not
voluptuous. They're not shapely. They are girls. Some of our Hacks fans will be upset because they're accessories. These are not Hacks accessories. They are doll accessories.
These are for kids.
Yes, these are not for our Hacks fans specifically. It's great if our Hacks fans love them and want them, but it is a different audience we're aiming at.
Totally. It is funny how you have to really kind of push that home a little bit. That kind of so it's like you don't have to like it necessarily. This isn't necessarily aimed at you. So, you know,
yes.
Wind your neck in a touch. No, I understand that fully. But I think they're amazing. I think they look great. I can't wait to see what else you got planned coming up with some of these things. Obviously, some of the stuff you've mentioned, like vehicles and other animals and, you know, the flag. I mean, I'm really, really excited. And you do realize people are going to be like, oh, they're making a flag? Like, oh, off.
It doesn't matter what line. Everyone is expecting every toy company for every line.
I will clarify that at least for now, when I say vehicles... I mean small vehicles, like a hang glider, a snowmobile, little vehicles. We're not making a tank.
Yeah. You're not making, like I said, you're not making C-Lab. You're not making the flag. Fair enough. You're not making a mobile command center for these guys. That's a shame.
Oh, no, we are doing that one.
Oh, good. Awesome. Is it going to be like a toolbox and an engineer, female, young girl engineers can be in there? Brilliant. Guys, thank you so much for jumping on to chat about Iron Brilliance. Is there anything else you want to maybe put across that hasn't been brought up in the interview so far? Packaging, for example?
Thanks for telling us how to do our job, Chris.
You're welcome.
What is the packaging plan, actually?
Packaging is going to be fairly traditional when it comes to, like, girls' doll-type figures. Window box, lots of information on the back, possibly either a cross-sell or a booklet inside, depending on how much information we're able to get on the back and how much information we'd like to convey.
Yeah, like the entire explanation of the job and then how to get into it under bullet points. And then it's like after a while, you just get run out of space. It'd be, just post like a LinkedIn profile for each one of the figures.
Finally, LinkedIn has a purpose.
Oh, it had to at some point. So are you gonna, is this gonna be, have you guys actually got been doing a lot of the packaging kind of stuff so far, or is that kind of a little bit further down at the moment on the priority list?
It's kind of in the rough draft stages. Brian is working on that.
Awesome.
It hasn't been the priority because of where the girl's doll is in development, as opposed to things like the horse, which are further along.
Yeah, yeah.
I think the Brilliance packaging is kind of next on the list to get nailed down.
Awesome. While we are here, how is the horse stuff going?
The horse is good. He says hi.
Oh, hi, Ed. Hi, Floody.
Floody.
Disco King.
No, the horse is going along great. We've gotten the majority of the parts to tooling. There's still some of the secondaries and accessories to finish up here on our end. We had to, after the Kickstarter, we had to go into some rather deep re-engineering.
Really?
And rescaling of the horse body itself.
Right.
We wanted to ensure that it could actually fit figures correctly.
Right.
We had to kind of tweak the proportions a little bit. And the thing is when you do something like this, a horse is actually very, very wide.
Yeah. Are you fat shaming a horse?
It needs to buy two seats if it's going to fly a plane. A horse is very wide in the torso where a human being sits upon it. So, and a human is much more flexible than even our figures are. So we had to play with the proportions of the torso a little bit.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's not noticeable, but we had to do it from an engineering standpoint.
There was an amazing factory story.
Oh God, the factory story. Oh my God. So they got just the horse to begin with and not all the Pegasus pieces and all that stuff. And they looked at it and they said, wow, they don't need to engineer it like this.
It doesn't have to be this many pieces.
It doesn't have to be this many pieces. So they re-engineered it for us.
What?
They were really proud of it.
They were really proud and they were trying to help. And I see exactly what they did.
Look at this great job we did.
But we were like, no, we need it to come apart. Yeah.
Oh, no way. Oh, I get what you mean. So there was,
be sad because they were so proud of the job that they had done engineering this to be more efficient.
That's
and they were right. Had we turned in what we turned in and it wasn't supposed to come apart and be modular, they would have been correct in fixing it. But
how much time did that take for them?
Honestly, for the factories, it was probably like, only a couple of days. It wasn't a huge deal. It's not like they didn't like change. We still had our models and stuff to give them again to go, okay, no, this is what it's going to be.
Why on earth didn't they contact you before they made the change?
I think they were trying to help and trying to, we are very demanding. and I think they're trying to, oftentimes they're trying to show that they're, exactly on board with us. And a lot of times they come to us with something and they go, there's a better way to do this. And they're right.
Yeah.
So, and this just wasn't one of those times. And it was a lot that they re-engineered. And
that's such a shame.
It was sad to see wasted.
We've chosen to think it's funny.
Yeah, it is. It's hilarious. And that's going on the boss fight blooper reel.
Yeah.
For them, they probably broke down in tears afterwards.
Yeah.
God, we've got to do this again for 2 days.
Yeah. The horse is plugging along, though. One of us will probably be back in Hong Kong by early in 2019 to kick off the majority of the horse stuff after the tooling is done.
Wow.
So, honestly, we're probably going to be in one of the partners will probably be in Hong Kong probably 3 times a year right now.
Fun.
with as much product as we have coming, there's a lot to kick off and a lot
new,
to go over. And yeah, we're kicking off new, different product. We have, you know, like Trina said earlier, we have a lot of upcoming stuff that we haven't even talked about in addition to hacks.
Yeah. It's going to be an exciting year, 2019.
Exciting for us and horribly stressful and anxious for you guys.
Yes.
I'm currently doing deco for Basics Wave 2, so...
Oh, nice.
So that is what I'm doing while we're talking on the...
Oh, brilliant. I wonder why you weren't fully engaged. I'm just kidding.
Yes. I'm not paying attention.
I find this because whenever anyone... And I interview a lot of creatives. I interview a lot of people that are very busy all the time. And every single person I interview is always working at the exact same moment they're recording. Every single time. It's brilliant.
When we do everything, we work at the ice rink while Orin is skating.
Yeah.
One of us is answering messages while the other one is driving. We have phone interviews in the car.
Oh my goodness, you guys.
He's from China, so I'm messaging at 3 a.m. when he has questions that wake me up. So there's no downtime.
Oh, God. Well, I bet you can't wait until you die. Right?
Yeah, that's the goal.
That's the goal. The goal is to basically get to the end of life and die. Right, okay.
No afterlife, because I'd like to rest.
Yes.
Yeah, no afterlife. I just want black nothingness so I can sleep eternally afterwards. That's hilarious, guys. Thank you so much for jumping on. I Am Brilliance, obviously, you know, like as you mentioned, possibly seeing a release in fall of 2019. But at the same time, I guess we'll be getting some updates as we go from this point on. You're not just going to be like, surprise, here it is.
Yeah.
Well, that was our marketing plan.
I am surprise. brilliant. Well, I'm looking forward to it. Kate can't wait. She's desperate and dying to know what it's all about as well. So she'll enjoy this news burst when she gets back. Guys, thank you so much for jumping on. Really appreciate it. Have a lovely rest of your day.
Thank you.
You too. Thank you.
Not at all. That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst. Thank you to my awesome guests, Katrina and Eric Aranya. See you next time. And as always, full force.
It'd be hilarious if you just hung up on us the second you said that.
Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing, and commenting on these videos. And as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter @TheFullForce, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce. And if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of these platforms with feedback, questions, or to say, who do you think you are? A serious operation now? No, not even close. Look out for more of these news bursts that we are posting on the Facebook page from now on. Full Force.